You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. Our Bible text is Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. You could see here that the name of Jesus was simply Jesus. You shall call his name Jesus, not Apostle Jesus, not Reverend Jesus, not Bishop Jesus, not Pastor Jesus, because Jesus is actually our chief apostle. Yet we don't see his name as chief apostle. He said, you shall call his name Jesus. People will call him Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, they call him Jesus. People were calling him Jesus, the simplicity of his name. Why are we crazy today about titles? Why are we so much worried about titles? Today I see young men, they just wake up and go and put apostle to their names. And I know many of them don't know what it means to be an apostle. There's a false teaching today that for you to be called an apostle, Jesus must either have appeared to you or you have branches of churches. Either of them has nothing to do with being called an apostle. Just because you know what is wrong with somebody, you make yourself a prophet. And then you say, prophet this, prophet that, prophet all of those things. They are not title. Paul didn't call himself apostle. Paul said, Paul, the apostle of Christ. Now, and the reason he did that was because he was writing an epistle and he wanted you to know the authority on which he was writing that epistle. Not because he wanted you to know him, his title. And you could see that in the book of Acts, he was not called Apostle Paul. He was constantly being called Paul. Why the crazy about title? You know, people reach out to me and they will ask me, they say, sir, how do I address you? I say, call me Olusegun. That's my name. Ah, they say, no, sir. Hey, okay, I'll be calling you pastor. A lot of people are calling me pastor. By calling, I am not pastor. And I don't honestly need that title. And I say, okay, at best, you can simply call me Brother Shegun or Brother Olu Shegun or Brother Olu, because the brother simply just means that I'm identifying with you, that we are brethren in Christ. That is correct. It's not a title also. But I'm just identifying that I'm a brother with you in Christ Jesus. So why all these titles? And sometimes I feel very strongly that it's because of emptiness. People think they need to be called Reverend Doctor. Or your reverend doctor has not brought the word of God to people, has not brought the revelation of Christ to the body of Christ. So what has all this title, what has it gone to do? Some of you, you go and even do PhD. Some of our preachers go and do PhD. Not because they are being led to do PhD, but just because they want that title in their name. Doctor, reverend doctor, doctor apostle. They just want that thing in their name. They want to show you that they also they are scholarly. We don't need all of these things, brethren. If we call Jesus, Jesus, every day we call him Jesus. Is that not so? Why do you think it's disrespectful to call me by my name? That is my name. That is what you are supposed to call me. Look at what the scripture says. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. That is my name. I don't have any other name. When my parents gave birth to me, they didn't add the Reverend Doctor Apostle. And please go and check my birth certificate. You will not see any title there. That's no big deal. We are brethren in the body of Christ. It's not being disrespectful. Sometimes people want to introduce me at a meeting. They will invite me. And they are asking me, sir, how do we introduce you? I said, simply tell them, we have in our midst our brother, Olusegun Mokuolu. He will be speaking with us. You can please come up. I will come up. That's all. But sometimes in a place, they say, we have something of our time. We have this brother. We have this. Sometimes I'm checking myself. Who are they describing? We don't need this psychophancy. We don't need all of these complications. The reality is that we are brethren. We are brethren. We don't need to class ourselves. I say, well, because we are preachers, let them know. You know, someone invited me some years ago to the headquarter of one of the top, if I say top 5 churches in Nigeria. Yes, they invited me to that headquarter. And I was to meet with the sister of the man of God. the sister, the direct sister of the man of God. So I went to her office, and the person who took me there, I sat down, the woman, very polite, asked me to introduce myself. And I introduced myself and I said, I am Brother Olusegun Mokolu. And the lady that took me there was furious. He said, no, ma, I'm sorry, ma. He's not a brother. He's a pastor. Don't mind him. He will just be so humble. I wasn't trying to humble. That is me. I'm not a pastor. And even if I was a pastor, that pastoring is not a title. Pastoring is raising people to become like Jesus. Look at it. You are not raising people for Jesus, but you are carrying the title everywhere. Of what use is that title? Can you imagine that somebody says he is your husband, but he is not responsible, he is not available, he is not around, he doesn't care about you, but he says he's your husband. Do you know that sometimes you will say, no, don't call him my husband? They say, but you are still married now. He say, I know, but is that one husband? That's how many preachers are today, carrying empty titles. But the ministry of that title, because it's not even a title, but the ministry of it, they don't have it. Where is the apostolic title? You think it is apostolic to be telling people to fast for 6 months? You think that is apostolic? You think it's apostolic to be telling people to raise financial altar? To tell us that God is telling you that every people should give 1 million here. There are 1 million, 1 million. And that's what you are using your apostolic titles to do. You think it is prophetic to be carrying clothes that you call prayer shawl? You think that's what makes you a prophet? A prophet in the New Testament is a man that preaches Christ. He is a man that brings about the revelation of Jesus. We don't hear you and hear Jesus. When we listen to you, we can't see Jesus in what you are preaching. And you are going about calling yourself prophet, prophet, prophet. Brethren, there is nothing wrong. If you see a man, let me tell you, that he gets offended that you do not put a title to his name, you have seen a man who is not a servant of Christ. I can tell you this for free. Every genuine, sincere servant of Jesus Christ does not care about title in their heart. They will never be offended if you call them by their names. What is wrong in calling me by my name? That's my name. Please call me by my name. I'm not going to get offended. I don't call Jesus Sir Jesus. I don't say Reverend Jesus. I don't say Apostle Jesus. I call him by his name. In fact, if they could call my Lord and my Savior by name, honestly, why should they call me by any title? Why? If Jesus, the King of Kings, the one that paid the price for my salvation, that's my Lord, my Rabboni, my Rabbi, my King, my God, and you call him by name, and then me that he graciously saved from my sins and wickedness, I will now be carrying title. Ah, may God forbid that we should ever do such a thing. Please, call me by name. There's nothing wrong. Let's keep the simplicity of Jesus. Let's not complicate Christianity. Brethren, we are all brethren. That's the reality. We are all brethren. Nobody should class themselves as if they are some special breed of Christians. We are all brethren. And your Christian life is not what you are saying on pulpit. It's when you are within the brethren. Many preachers today, they isolate themselves. They don't want you to see them. You only see them on the pulpit. You can never meet them among brethren because they class themselves. They don't want to relate with you ordinary people. I've always told God that thing. I said, Lord, don't let me be that preacher that I can no longer freely walk on the street and greet my brothers and sisters and go to any form of fellowship, even if they are sitting on the floor there. I will sit on the floor with them, we will fellowship. Let me never get to the point in my Christian work and ministry where I cannot sit on the floor with my brothers. May the Lord give you understanding. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.